Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It is Tuesday.
It is.
Time to kick off another episode of Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
It's a laugh track.
That was terrible.
I know.
It was a terrible.
There's only one of me.
Do we have a laugh track? We don't have a laugh track.
No, but we should.
We really should.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Like a 70s laugh track.
Laughter.
That'd be pretty good.
Laughing. Let's see what we got. Let's see.
Uh-oh. Nope.
No. Nothing.
Nope.
No. I don't know how this works.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wait, wait. There we go. No. Is that kind of like a laugh track?
Not that one. Oh, wait. That was more creepy. It's like a
that
cackle.
That one's weird. Okay, enough of that. So apparently we do have some laugh tracks.
Yeah.
They're just weird.
Yeah, I'm not going to really want to ever play those.
No. No.
Especially this early in the morning. It's still dark outside, but it is time to wake up.
A little creepy.
Just a little.
The laugh track, not the outside. Outside's really rad.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I'm loving how it's dark when I wake up still now.
You like that?
I do.
Really? I like it as the sun is just like peeking over the mountain. I'm like, hey, sun!
Yeah, but doesn't that mean like we have better days? I don't know. It just feels like it's early in the morning.
It is early in the morning.
I don't like waking up and the sun's up because then I feel like I accidentally slept in.
Oh, okay. Because it's accurate. It is early in the morning.
It really is. Exactly. So that's it.
Not missing any daylight.
It is definitely early. Grab yourself some coffee. Grab yourself some vomit-flavored jelly beans. Wake up!
Hey, Stever came back and he brought me a present.
Oh, dude.
It's Harry Potter's Bertie Bott's every flavored bean.
So from the movie.
From the movie.
They have every flavor.
Every flavor, yeah.
Dude, please don't. Please don't. I can't even take it when I accidentally eat like a popcorn flavored one, like from the normal.
You don't like the popcorn?
No.
I love the popcorn. Try this
Gross.
One.
Gross. Nope.
Try this one.
Absolutely
I know
not.
What flavor it is. I know what I'm giving you.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
I know what I'm giving you. Try it.
First of all, I haven't eaten anything this morning. So the first thing I eat this morning, I don't want it to be like a booger flavored.
It's not. That is not this one. That is not what it's not what this one looks like. I promise.
If you're tricking me.
No crossies.
Okay.
Try it.
What flavor is
it? I'm not telling you.
You can't smell them because they don't smell like anything. Oh, okay. What
See, I gave you green apple.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Steve-O.
Hey.
Hey, it's Matt from Albuquerque. How you guys doing?
Dude, how are you, my friend?
How you doing, Mitch?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How about you? How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing well. How about you? How you
good.
Doing?
I'm doing awesome. Waiting for the snow cone to open.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How are the kids? The kids and the wife.
They're great.
I don't have any kids.
Or a wife. Because that'd be weird.
That'd be really weird.
Hey, well, anyway, Steve, for my mom's birthday, my dad got her a gift card to Olive Garden and then a candle. So we're just probably going to go out to eat tonight.
All right.
That sounds nice.
Can I get a song request? Nice. This morning?
Yes, you can.
Some more Amberlin. Is there any new record?
Oh, here I thought you were going to say 21 Pilots.
Can you change it to 21 Pilots? Because that's next on the list.
Like House of Gold.
Okay, sure. House of Gold, 21 Pilots.
Yeah, that's a great song. I love that song.
We'll play that one for you.
Thank you.
Matthew from Albuquerque, have a great day, man.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Our morning show cannot start until Matthew from Albuquerque calls.
It's weird how we so quickly rely upon that now.
Yeah, like, that's the way it goes now.
It's crazy.
He's our backbone. He's our backstreet boy.
No.
He's our back in black.
I don't know what that means.
It was an album.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. I brushed my teeth this morning in that flavor of jelly bean.
I'm so happy for you.
Like, it was all right, but it still kind of freaked out my
That's
flavor
because
mouth.
You're like, I taste the plastic when things are wrapped in plastic. You're crazy.
I have very sensitive sinuses. What is that? Senses?
You're crazy.
Nostrils?
No. You're crazy.
No.
Yesterday, we figured out that you are indeed a hypochondriac.
I am not a hypochondriac.
Because you seem fine today.
You know what the funny thing is? I feel awful, but I was like, you know what? Today I'm going to have a positive mental attitude. PMA. I'm going to just be stoked even though I can feel it in my lungs and it's burning and I'm dying. But I'm going to act like it's amazing so that everybody else will stop bugging me.
Hypochondria.
You know what? I don't have time for you anymore.
Okay, good. Fine. That's what I was hoping.
Ah, Jellybean was so weird.
Whatever.
Bell Epic, brand new music, Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Rocket Boys.
You're out of control.
Song's called The Best. Oh, yeah. Time to dance. Ready?
I wasn't planning on this morning. I didn't wear my dancer shoes.
Oh, but you did wear shoes. Okay.
I did wear shoes.
Please were.
Try right here.
I quit. No more music. No more dancing. No more dancing. It's over. I tried.
Way to ruin everything.
Yep. Speaking of ruining things, I've got some news that is kind of scary, to be completely honest. I'll call it breaking news.
Oh,
because this just in.
It's me. I did that.
That's good.
What's it? What's just in?
Something we use every single day that could kill us.
Not another thing.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's something that happens pseudo-regularly in homes. Explosiveness in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
However, this could hurt you and or kill you.
I hope we're not talking what I think we're talking about.
About 2.3 million toilets in the United States are being recalled because of a flaw in their flushing system that makes them randomly explode.
Like with fire?
Dude.
And porcelain?
So far, at least 304 toilets have blown up.
Oh, my gosh.
And the rest could go at any time. I'm not being funny. This is actually a
funny
real article. This is a real PSA. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says the explosion can cause, quote, impact or laceration injuries.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah. Toilets being recalled were made by seven major manufacturers between 1997 and 2008. The manufacturers are American Standard, Crane, Kohler, Elger, Mansfield, St. Thomas, and Gerber.
I don't know what I own.
Also makes baby food.
Yeah, so.
Which is weird.
Careful with your baby food.
Toilets and baby food. The CPSC says if you think your toilet might be at risk, you should shut off your water immediately. And call for a repair kit. I have a phone number, actually, and I'm not joking. This is real. 1-800-303-5123. That's 1-800-303-5123. But about 2.3 million toilets in the United States
being
recalled.
What is it that's making them explode?
A flaw in their flushing system makes them randomly explode. So I don't know if they just get backed up or...
Like explode with water then.
Yeah.
I'm imagining
it's not like
fire.
A bomb.
Yeah, I'm like, what is in there? It's
apparently the flushing system, I don't know. But so far, like I said, 304 toilets have blown, and the rest are at risk. So if you have a toilet made between the years of 1997 and 2008, you might want to shut your water off.
I bet that was a surprise to everyone whose toilet exploded.
Can you imagine that? How awful is that?
That ruined my day.
Yeah.
And I don't know about my life. I think it might. I don't know. I feel like it could.
Thankfully, I'm usually standing far enough away when I flush. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, you don't. I'm not, like, sitting there, you know,
oh, yeah,
like,
that's,
letting it
that's weird.
Flush or something. But, like, yeah. It's still scary.
Now what you have to do is flush and run.
Flush and
run. That's
what
it is. Yeah. 'Cause you don't know.
And run. Or shut off your water and call 1-800-303-5123. I can't believe this is real. 1-800-303-5123 to see if you need a repair kit because you just might. As I said, seven major manufacturers, toilets being recalled between 1997 and 2008. And yeah, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says that it's scary.
I now know what I'm doing when I go home.
Checking the serial number on your toilet?
Just checking what my toilet is. I don't know. I've never checked. It's not something I care about.
How old is your house? Have you ever, you know what I mean?
It's old.
It's old?
Yeah.
Have you ever installed new toilets?
No, I've only been there for like a year.
But chances are, this is probably an older toilet then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only toilet that's made between 97 and 2008.
Oh.
I don't know.
Only toilets.
So, yeah. Check the VIN number on the inside.
It worries me.
Okay.
I just imagine my
Here's what you gotta
can explode
do.
At any moment.
When you get home.
I've never had this happen before.
You know how there's like the bowl part?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to see the bowl in your mind, and then there's like the line part.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to climb under around the underside, like underneath where the water stuff is.
Yeah.
Okay. So underneath there, there's a number. So get a piece of paper and a pen and climb underneath your toilet and you write that number down. And then you go to...
Are you teaching me how to do this
yes,
on air?
I am. And then you have to go to a website and you enter that number in and they will send you an email with a password
saying
that takes you to another website. They will give you a code that you redeem online and that'll tell you the year of your toilet. But make sure you get on your hands and knees and climb underneath the door.
I'm not listening to you.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Because I'm like, man, I feel bad. I am lying to her right now. Couldn't do it.
What confused me is that you were being so nice about it.
Of course.
It's like, why?
Because I wanted you to go home and, you know, try and climb underneath the backside of your toilet. And then
why would I do that?
To get the serial number.
That sounds awful.
I know. But then, you know... Chances are, I was just waiting for the phone call at home later today when you're like, I can't find it. Where is it? It's just look harder. It's under there.
It's got to be under there.
It's got to be under there.
It's the only place they're allowed to put it.
Yes.
You're messed up. You're so messed up. But toilets really are exploding.
They really are. That's a true story.
That's not a joke.
That's not a joke. About 2.3 million toilets in the United States have been recalled because of a flaw in their flushing system, making them randomly explode. That is real. 304 toilets have already blown up, and they say the rest are at risk. Yes, I'm serious.
So you have to save a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now. Like, you don't know. Like, your toilet could explode at any moment.
Could you imagine how awful that would be?
It'd be pretty awful.
Because chances are, if... Think about this. This is gross. Chances are, if you're flushing the toilet and the flushing system isn't working and it backs up and that's what causes it to explode...
No!
Chances are that there is something in said toilet... When it explodes.
It's like that scene from Nightmare on Elm Street when it's like everything explodes up into the roof. It's just disgusting. Never mind. You didn't see that movie?
No, I don't see bad movies.
Oh, okay.
It was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
You're talking about from the bed or from the toilet?
Yeah, when Johnny dies.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, no, Johnny, no!
Johnny Depp, dude.
Totally dies in that movie.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
yeah, don't worry about it. You don't need to see it. Lone Ranger's still filming, speaking of Johnny Depp.
Yeah, and guess who? Did you see who Lenya
ran into?
Yes,
I did.
Did you cry? I cried.
No.
I was really sad when I was excited. Sad.
Our dear friend Lenya Heitzig, she ran into Helena Bonham Carter in Uptown.
Are you kidding me? That will never happen to me.
Well, how do you know?
Because I'm just saying
you know,
it right now.
She's just a person, right? You know what the funny thing
is? I talked to Lenya and she said that she thought that the person was trying to impersonate her. And
really?
So she was about to tell her, hey, you're doing a really good job. And then she realized it really is her.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
See, I would have been more on the lookout for her husband. She's married to Tim Burton.
I know, but he's probably... Oh, well, he could be there.
I don't know. I doubt it.
Yeah.
Do they go shopping together?
I don't know. Are they actually married?
Yes. Of course they are. Why? Because it's Hollywood and you think they're fake because they do fake things on movies and
Not
stuff?
Not fake.
They're real people.
Are they actually married?
They have emotions.
Well, I don't
know. But then people like you, we had a friend actually run into her at a restaurant in the bathroom and took a picture with her in front of the stalls.
I would do it too. I mean, that's
no!
Like, no, I wouldn't. No, I would. I'd want to. I'd be too afraid.
They're just humans. She's just an amazingly cool human.
And then did she go use the same toilet?
Oh, man. So
be
weird.
Be careful with those because they could explode.
Oh, I see what you just brought a full circle.
Yeah, you know.
I see what you did there. 1-800-303-5123.
That's not our number.
That's not our number. That's the number to call if you think your toilet might explode. Wow, what a weird morning. Steve Ovich.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Lights where the fence is low. Good morning, 6:35 now. It is Tuesday. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you, or at least Steve-O's hanging out with you, talking to himself in the third person because his co-host is lazy and doesn't like to come hang out. So she sits over there at the center console area, just looking at the computer, not doing the morning show with me. Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Just waiting to see when you would actually walk in here.
I thought I could rely on you to tell me when the song was over.
Oh, sorry.
I was doing my job.
Oh, this is true. What were you doing over there?
I was just reading stories.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's on the docket for Tuesday? I know we have a lot to talk about today.
We do. We just talked about a toilet that explodes.
Not just a toilet.
Many toilets.
2.3 million to be exact in the United States being recalled. So make sure you check out when your toilet was made. If it was made between 97 and 2008, you might want to shut your water off and call this phone number actually. 1-800-303-5123. That's 1-800-303-5123. Not joking. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission say that the explosions can cause, quote, impact or laceration injuries. Something about a flushing malfunction.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. Awful.
You want to know something else that's terrible?
What?
Apparently you spend more time sitting in traffic than you do on vacation.
Really?
Yeah.
That's no bueno.
That's not.
Chrissy was just complaining about that.
About, well, she has a reason to now. You know,
she's pregnant.
She has to be in a very long vacation.
She thinks our child is using her lungs as pillows right now.
Because she can't breathe.
That's what she's saying right now.
That's awful.
It's always some organ that is just like in pain. So yeah. Pray for my beautiful wife.
Aww.
Yeah, she's uncomfortable. It sucks. There is a life form inside of her, like kicking her ribs and pushing against things. And yeah, so.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently, about 1 in 4 people have a 45-minute commute to work each way.
Okay.
And so that means you spend approximately 15 full days a year sitting in traffic.
Wow.
That's 45 minutes.
Every day,
to and from. And so that's 15 full days a year. And I mean, that's about how much you get for vacation,
assuming you
get vacation.
Yeah.
And that's assuming that there's not a crazy car accident on the road, which we will take care of later just in case there is. So,
wait, we'll take care of the car accident?
We'll let you know.
Oh, okay. Traffic.
If there is a car accident. Traffic.
Grammar.
I'm not really good at that.
Okay.
But yeah, it says the morning commute probably feels like it flies by, but
that's because of us.
That's, yeah, you know.
That's because we help.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That means you spend 15 days a year listening to us.
So yeah, apparently let's assume you have 47 weeks of work.
Okay.
That's 52 minus the weekends.
Okay.
Or 3 weeks and 3 weeks of vacation, 10 days off for holidays. That means 45 minutes, 15 days total. And yeah.
You're confusing.
It's just crazy. No. 15, this is math, come on.
Okay, if you work every year, 52 weeks, but then, okay, there's vacation days.
Minus the weekends.
And then you got the weekends off. But then there's those Saturdays where the boss makes you come in, so you add that. So that's like 47.29, or carry the 17. I don't know what
you're saying. I was just trying, no, minus 12 plus 4 times 1,000.
Oh, easy. Minus 12 plus 4 times 1,000. So minus 12 plus 4. So that's negative 8 times 1,000 is negative 8,000.
Yeah.
Negative 8,000 hours a year.
Yes.
Sweet. Makes total sense to me now. Thank you for explaining that so well.
I was just trying to let you know
how
much time you spend in traffic.
Well, we're going on vacation next week. Both of us, actually.
Yes.
You and Kelly going away to Durango. We're going to Denver. And that was Chrissy's one minor complaint. Every time we go away for quote-unquote vacation.
You're driving.
We're driving for half of the vacation.
Yeah.
So half of it is taken up sitting in a car and my poor wife is pregnant. She's uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? There is a life form like biting her ribs.
Is it a
from
vampire?
From the inside. Yes, I think so. I don't know. It's my child, so you never know.
Well, is she allowed to drive or is she allowed to fly?
Is she allowed to
fly?
Yes. Why would we spend stupid amounts of money to fly somewhere that takes 6 hours to drive?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we save time.
For the comfort of your wife?
Yeah. Hundreds.
I know. It is 100.
Hundreds.
That's why I'm driving everywhere
like
I go.
Like a 30-minute flight.
Like, even really? Like across the country, you're like, I'd rather.
Then just... you got to rent a car. Yeah, we're drivers. We like driving. And being that she's in a band, she's used to it because, you know, she used to tour a lot. So because of that, she actually prefers driving, just not when you only have a couple days of vacation.
And, yeah, you know. No, I feel you. That's what we're kind of like, okay, well, we're gone for like 2.5 days.
And about 10 hours of that's going to be in a car.
Back. Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep.
That's okay.
Yay! High five. Looking forward
spending,
to it.
Spending time with my spouse.
I love that
my
we're husband. Complaining about the fact that we're going on vacation. Oh, I have to go on vacation.
You brought me into this.
I did. I apologize.
I was just saying about work.
I apologize.
The 45-minute that most people have. Unless, well, I don't know. I have a 3-minute drive to work.
Yeah, see? So you're good. You only, it takes you like 2 seconds to get
three
here.
Time. I can't do this math. I can't.
Yeah.
Maybe like 3 days.
It looks like you actually woke up early, though, and got dressed and ready today. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
I'm gonna make you eat at Birdie Bot's every flavor bean.
Ah, I can't. So, Stever, he went on vacation.
He did.
Speaking of, Meyer yes. vacation.
Yeah, he did.
Meyer. Did you see what he got me?
No.
I'm going to get him out. Ready? Bacon mints.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work, though.
Just try it. They're savory.
Yeah, savory bacon. It is breakfast time.
It is.
Maybe I'll try one.
Okay.
I just don't know about, like, fake bacon flavor. It's called fakin.
And what
bacon
you just,
bits.
What you just did is squish the word together, which is called squirting.
It's called what?
Squirting.
Squirting?
You're squishing the word together.
Oh. Squirting.
Squirting.
Not squirting.
You're right. Squirting.
Squirting. I like that. That's
spelled
clever.
Completely different.
I've never heard that before.
Squirting.
I think you are now the cleverest person I know.
It's about time you realize this.
You have to try one too.
Well, yeah,
since you
I'm
made
not
me try
like
a birdie.
Yeah, and I
flavor.
Gave you a good one, but if these are gross, then they're all gross. Oh, don't smell it! Don't smell it! Don't smell it!
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
You have to.
I'm not gonna put that
to.
In my mouth. I'm
to.
Really not. Smell it, bro.
No,
smell
you
it.
Can't smell it.
Oh no!
You have to try it.
No, I don't want to because I can tell by the look on your face.
You have to try it. There's like bacon mint.
That is disgusting. All right, okay.
I'm going to choke on this. This too.
All right, bacon mint, here
this
we go.
This isn't fair. This tastes great. I want to spit it out.
You should. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Stever, for the amoxicillin-flavored mints.
My eyes are watering. There's things going on. There is construction everywhere. Traffic lights not working. Caution. Be careful. Paseo at Ventura. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. Really, bro? 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvary campus, Solomon's Porch, making burritos and coffee.
And many more things and pastries
they do.
And stuff.
They really do. They make good stuff.
They do.
Unlike what you've been trying to feed me all morning.
Which is what I'm going to do this right now.
Stever went on vacation.
He did.
He came back and he brought us presents.
Yes, bacon mints.
I got savory bacon mints.
They taste like toothpaste bacon.
That's exactly what they taste like. They taste like somebody put toothpaste on bacon, so it's really weirding me out.
Yeah, but I got something awesome. I got Harry Potter's Birdie Bot's every flavored beans.
Yeah, which are, I don't know.
Which they come with an assortment.
You just got one that looks like sour apple. Turns out it was grass.
Yeah. So there's
tasted like grass.
But there are good things. There's banana in here. There's cherry, candy floss, which I think is cotton candy. And then there's things like grass, dirt.
Dirt?
Other things. So choose which one you want to eat.
I don't
want
to do this.
Yeah, you have to do this.
If I accidentally get a vomit-flavored jelly bean, I will throw up everywhere.
Okay.
I'm not kidding you.
Okay.
That's disgusting, and I can't do this.
Okay, so if you're throwing up, I just press that play button,
you
and then the song works.
I don't want to do this.
Okay.
Why would they think kids would like this?
Because they very obviously do. So you have to choose one, and choose wisely. I'm letting you choose your own.
I'm staring at the colors, trying to decipher which one, what each one is. That looks like popcorn, and I hate popcorn.
Okay.
Am I right?
No.
I'm not right?
No.
Okay, booger then, because it's like yellow and mucusy.
No. Okay. I'm not telling you.
Grapefruit?
I'm not telling you.
This looks the most normal because it's pink.
Okay.
Grapefruit?
No.
Dang it, why? All right, I'm going to eat this one.
Okay.
Am I going to get sick?
I can't tell you.
Come on!
I can't tell you.
Okay. What is it?
It's cotton candy. Candy floss.
Oh.
See, that's... Oh, I should have eaten that one.
You can't look. That's not fair. You know all the flavors.
Of course I do. I've been studying this. So I know which one's...
That was bad.
Oh, my gosh. I dare you. I dare you to eat this one.
Why?
Wait, no, not this one. This one.
What is it?
It'll go great with your bacon mince.
No, then. No.
Just try it.
Because that went great with nothing. I promise we're going to talk about real things this morning.
I'd just rather try out all these Birdie Bots Every Flavor beans, which is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And, that was good.
They're weird.
Whatever, they're good. At least you didn't get this one. That's soap.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I would have been ill. I would have been very ill. Why do they do that thinking it's the kids will actually eat them and like it?
Because it's hilarious. Have you ever bit into a jelly bean and you're like, oh, that's disgusting. I like the popcorn ones, though.
Yeah.
I think they're good.
I can't take popcorn. As a kid, I hated the black licorice ones, but for some reason now I dig them. I don't know why.
That's disgusting.
I love black licorice now.
No.
I used to hate it when I was a kid.
They're just disgusting, and I think there's very obviously something wrong with your taste buds.
I always thought licorice had to taste like the red licorice stuff, so I'm like, when I tried it as a kid, it was like, what is this?
Funny that you would think that, because that's what it is.
No, it's awesome.
No.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Enjoying?
Yes.
I think so.
Thank you.
How did they... sample to test to make sure they got it right.
Yeah, see, exactly, man.
Oh,
imagine
that's so true.
The poor guy who's got to continually test the vomit flavor.
Hey, you've been sick, right? Let me give you one that you should know.
Oh, okay. Great.
Let me go ahead and look at this. Which one?
It's not fair that you have, the key that tells us what flavors
are. Actually, I don't think I have any of that.
Give me one. I'll eat any single one.
Any single one?
Yes, I will. I'm being serious. I'm
you
being
promise?
Brave right now. Yep.
Okay. Go ahead. That was dirt.
Yeah, I could tell. Uh-oh. Are you kidding me? I should pick that up off the floor because I totally... bit once and spit it out of my mouth.
And that, how can we bring this back around?
This is an illustration for false teaching, you know, because we're supposed to test all things. I tested it. I kind of nibbled on it and spit it out of my mouth.
Yeah, you should know what this one tastes like.
I spewed it from my mouth.
That's going to taste...
I can't tell. What is that?
It's booger.
I'm not going. Gross!
I said you've been sick.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Need help? There's some mints there, I think.
Oh, man. You guys are fired.
Oh.
Static.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I vote you should try earwax next.
Oh, gross. There's earwax?
No, there's not earwax. I don't know what you're talking about. What?
That was earwax. Is earwax. I had some of those once.
Why would you? Okay, I gotta ask. Because I kid you not, I tried the dirt and I just almost... Oh, I had to spit it out of my mouth. And same with the booger. Is that what's called?
Not earwax, try grass or pepper.
I had grass just now. It tasted fine.
It tastes like grass.
When I
was a kid, my candy tasted like cinnamon and goodness. Why would anybody want to eat these? Like, do you purposely buy these and eat them?
When I was a kid, you could get candy like 1 pound for 5 cents. We had to walk uphill both ways with no feet.
Wow, with no feet.
With
that's
no
amazing.
Feet. It's crazy.
I love those stories.
It's the best.
It's on. Here, you have to eat that one now. Oh my gosh, you did not.
What was that?
Rotten egg.
Oh. All right, I'm going to go hurl.
Don't throw up.
These are disgusting, Mitch. Why would anybody do this to themselves?
This is the best thing in the world. And so is this song.
Oh, dude, I don't feel well. That one is the absolute worst thing I've ever tasted in my life.
You took yourself.
It looked like buttered popcorn.
No, it was not.
It's SIBO, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static right now. Brand newest from Shiny Toy Guns.
It's a good song.
Waiting Alone. I love it. Static Radio, good morning. Oh, yeah.
Have you recovered?
Simo and Mitch, I'm trying to recover. Eating some pretty nasty candies. Okay, name some of the flavors. Some that I didn't eat. Thank you, Lord.
Okay,
you, Lord.
Well, there's some good stuff. There's blueberry, cherry, cinnamon, grass.
Banana, you had said?
Banana.
Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
I like those.
Tutti Frutti.
Yay.
And then there's vomit.
Oh, no.
Earwax.
Gross, dude.
Dirt. Booger, which you did eat. You ate both of those.
Dude, the worst that I ate was the rotten egg. I didn't think I was going to recover.
Rotten egg and earthworm.
Yeah. I have no idea why anybody would want to do this.
And Steve brings up a good point. How do they know what this stuff tastes like? How did they test it? And more importantly, how did they test earthworm?
Right.
Like, why?
Steve.
Hey, I know how.
How?
Okay.
Okay, so they send the guy to, all right, I want you to make sour apple. And then, okay, here it is. It's like, you know, not. And you're fired. And... hey, we could use that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't know, dude. This one kind of tastes gross, like a booger. I've got it.
Yeah, but JK had to write that book first.
Ah, yes, truth. Static.
Is this me? So one of the grossest things I've ever eaten in my life we were on family vacation, and hard-boiled eggs had gotten frozen in the refrigerator. And it's a sin to throw away food. You know that, right?
Of course.
Of course. So I ate it, the whole thing.
Oh, no.
And then you got really sick, didn't you?
Yeah, I got over it.
Yeah. Dude, and I felt bad because I just ate a jelly bean that tasted like what you ate. So I can't even fathom that.
It was pretty gross.
Yeah.
Have a good day, y'all.
You too, man.
You too.
505-338-3700, the phone number on that. We started talking about kids off the air. But I saw this survey, and it made me very happy.
These are for kids.
Yeah, these are definitely for kids. I would say boys.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like my boys would go crazy.
It's so great.
On that. So according to a new survey, I was easier to raise than you were.
Aw, really?
Yeah.
That is lame.
In a new survey, 44% of parents said boys are by far... easier to raise than girls.
Oh, so this is just opinion, not fact.
Yeah, but this is a survey, and parents overwhelmingly say boys, definitely easier. About 3-1 margin, 44% of parents surveyed said boys are easier to raise. Only 16% said girls are easy to raise.
I have to agree, and I don't have kids, but I babysit a lot, so.
Boys are fun, man.
They're easy.
They're easy, and they're resilient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can be like, oh, you fell, get up.
Well, when they were younger anyways, you know, poof, if they bonked their head and it wasn't that bad, they always look to you before they start crying. And usually it's, yes! I did it! Oh, yay! You know? Because if mom went over and was like, oh, no! It's like, oh no! You know? And I'm like, come on, dude. Come on. Just clap. And 9 times out of 10, they would be like, woo! I did it!
Yeah.
Static.
Hello. I know how they tasted the earthworm.
Oh.
Not for real,
but this is what our family did on our family vacation.
Okay.
One time it was raining and I dared my brother-in-law to eat an earthworm for $20, and eventually 4 people ate an earthworm that day, and that $20 got passed around. It was so disgusting.
Oh, like a real earthworm?
Live, big earthworms. It was raining while we were camping, and the earthworms were coming out of the ground, so we were picking them up for fishing. And they were like a good 10-inch long, big, huge, fat earthworms. It was gross.
Did you eat one?
Oh, heck no, that's disgusting.
Oh. Well, I have a jelly bean that tastes like one, if you want to know what it tastes like.
I got to know what it tastes like.
My son ate one of the jelly beans. We've had those too, and the earwax is disgusting. Yeah. Don't eat it.
Dude, yeah. All of them so far to me, like the rotten egg, I lost it. That was disgusting.
Yeah, I took a little bite of one of those. Yeah, they're gross.
Yeah.
But they're fun. My kids love them.
That's so funny, man.
So they must have kids test them or something.
Exactly, right? Oh, man. All right, thanks for the call.
Okay, have a good morning.
All right, you too. Bye. See, her boys like these nasty flavored jelly beans. That's why. Boys are easier to raise because they're just like, I guess, simpler, more fun. I don't know.
More
I have all boys.
Fun.
Boys are fun, man.
They are fun.
Our boys are crazy.
They're fun in a different way.
However, yesterday, my poor wife, she's pregnant.
Right?
So she's tired. She gets tired after a long day. And the boys got home first day of school and chaos and craziness. And we were both expecting them to come home and just be
drained.
And that was not the case. We're like sitting on the couch getting ready for Monday Night Football, and they're like running circles around the couch, and they're wrestling each other to the ground, and then all of a sudden one's on the ceiling somehow, and they're just
happen?
Insane.
That's amazing.
And they didn't slow down.
Right.
So, yeah. Static.
What up?
Hey!
Hey!
Shane!
What are you guys up to this morning?
Dude, chilling, bro.
What are we talking about?
Well, Mitch got these every flavor jelly beans, so I was trying
Yum.
Them. No.
No?
Let's see.
No.
I've tried.
Not yum.
I've tried rotten egg flavor.
What?
I've tried. What else have I tried?
Dirt.
Booger.
Dirt.
Dirt.
Booger?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I had to spit them all
wow.
out. I thought I was going to lose my nut breakfast.
That one I thought he'd be okay with because he's been sick, so he knows what it tastes like. It's
I
not like
thought
a new...
he would be okay with.
She hands me one because they're seriously like, quote unquote,
Rich.
Every flavor. So she hands me one and says, well, you've been sick, so this one should taste normal to you or whatever. So I'm thinking
right.
it's like, oh, it's going to be like cough medicine or something weird like that.
That is hilarious.
So I start chewing on it, and I'm like, this tastes like snot. But not my snot.
Somebody else's.
So I...
Dude, that is horrible.
It was awful.
Mitch, dude, seriously giving you a high five the next time I see you, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks.
That is horrific. Dude, we went to the store the other night.
Really?
And we got something that I wasn't used to getting. We got, like, some candy.
Okay.
We got saltwater taffy.
Oh, that's like old school.
And they had, like, all these different flavors. Like, when I was a kid, it was just, like, peppermint. It was, like, that. They all tasted the same.
Right.
Like, you know, I was like, ugh. But, yeah, dude, there was, like, popcorn and 50-50 bar, like, creamsicle.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, like, orange creamsicle.
Ooh.
Oh, dude, I sat on my key lime pie. I sat on my couch and took a ride, dude. It was phenomenal, dude. And I'm not going to say the name of the store, but you can find them. And it's just interesting. They've come a long way, dude, that way. Yeah,
dude, I'll tell you what, though. Like, have they come up with a way that they don't cement to your teeth?
Oh, I know, right?
Because that's my problem with taffy is I'm always like, yes. And then I get one in my mouth and I'm like, my jaw's wired shut. My jaw has been wired shut. I'm never going to be able to open my mouth again. I'm going to lose my job.
And here's the thing, dude. That's a good thing right now because rotten egg jelly bean sounds awful.
It is. I can promise you.
For the love.
I didn't give him that one. That one dropped and landed somehow like on his pants, and so he picked it up and just
let
it
go to waste.
He just picked it up and ate it, and I was like, ooh, you shouldn't have done that.
It looked like popcorn because it was white and yellow.
Be bold, my friend.
Yeah,
be bold.
Right?
All right. You guys have an amazing day.
You too.
Love you guys. God bless you. Later.
Shane! Eating saltwater taffy.
We haven't seen Shane.
Oh, yeah. We know.
Shane. Yep. So, anyways.
Eating saltwater taffy with his kids.
505-338-3700, the phone number. According to a new survey, 44% of parents say boys are easier to raise than girls. I don't have any girls, so I have nothing to compare it to, but boys are rad,
I'm
man.
A girl. I was pretty easy.
Yeah. Static.
Hey, this is Matthew.
Hey, man.
I just wanted to say to Steve-O, I think you should eat all of them at the same time, all of those jelly beans.
I will lose it.
Yeah, I think you should.
I cannot.
I think that'd be great.
I'll tell you right now, I couldn't even... Okay, the mucus one, the rotten egg, the dirt one, I had to spit all those out. I couldn't even, like, swallow them. I did not want them inside of me.
Are we allowed
to make... spew them from my mouth.
Are we allowed to make, like, bargains or anything? Like, or not bargain,
what
or like,
bargains?
Or, like a promise? If you eat that, I will buy you something from the fair.
Really?
Some really good food.
Really?
I don't know.
That's, that, no. Absolutely not.
I will.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
That's, 505.
And that stuff is expensive. So that's like a...
It is. No, you're right.
That's like a deal.
Fair food, that's not my favorite part about broadcasting live at the fair, simply because...
You go broke.
You have to, like, take out a loan to go eat at the fair, and you can't, like, bring in your own food. So, like, other people, they can just go visit for, like, an hour or two. We're stuck there all day broadcasting, and so we have to eat there, really, if yeah. we don't want to, you know, die. And so, yeah.
So
it's ridiculous.
I will pay for one of those meals if you...
Absolutely not.
If, it's a bargain.
Static.
Hey, Steve, would you rather eat all of those jelly beans at once or polish the table with your tongue at Sonic?
Polish the table with my tongue at Sonic.
No, he would not.
I've
he
done that
lying.
Before. I've done that before.
Really? Let's go to Sonic.
Yeah, I was dared. I was dared once. You have a good memory, man.
Thank you.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone
You've
number,
done
by
that.
The way. I was offered $20.
These are-
and I didn't polish the table. I had to stick my tongue on the table. That's it.
Oh, I would have done that,
20 bucks!
I would have done that, too.
If you give me $20, I'll eat this stupid jelly beans.
I'll give you $20
But I know how much you make, so I know you don't have $20.
In fair food.
Because we don't work in a, you know, awesome, booyah, crazy, big, multi-million-dollar radio station.
Ugh.
We're non-profit. Static!
Hey, Steve-O, I dare you. Static.
What?
Steve-O,
yeah.
I dare you to eat one of Bertie Bott's mints and the bacon mints at the same time.
Oh, dude.
You have to do it.
I don't have to do it. I'm not seven. I don't...
You have to.
I don't fall for that trick. If you call me chicken, I'm not going to like, ooh, now you did it. You call me chicken. Oh, no, now I have to because my honor's at stake over a jelly bean.
I triple dog dare you.
This is 88.3 FM, KLYT Albuquerque, and Cruise Control with Will. Afternoons on Static Radio.
Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour.
Finally.
It is Tuesday, which means New Music Tuesday.
Woo!
Yeah! Hey, Billiam!
Hey, dude! I feel like it's been a while.
Because it has. You weren't here last week.
Yeah. We didn't know if we could rely on you this week.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, you were gone, remember?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
It was sad.
My bad.
I didn't like that.
Mm.
But now you're here to bring us all the new jams and tell us what is fresh and hip and exciting.
Mm, well, today we've got a boysenberry jam, a strawberry jam, and a butterscotch.
Mm, I love butterscotch.
What about apple butter? Does anybody like apple butter?
I'm not so big on apples.
What?
Well, they're just like too common of a fruit.
Yeah, but apple butter.
More exquisite tastes.
I have apple butter in my house.
Like mango butter sounds way better than apple butter.
Have you ever had apple butter?
I have. My mom makes her own.
What?
It's delicious.
Can you have her bring some in?
I can ask.
Okay. I bought some from her apples at the grower's market.
Haven't quite finished ripening yet.
Ah, yes.
She has her own apples.
She has like apples and peaches and other fruit.
We're waiting for our fig tree to like flourish because at our old house we had two ginormous fig trees. And
why would you grow figs? That's like what you settle for if you can't grow anything else.
My wife rocks fig jam like no other. Mm. It is the greatest.
They're just so wrinkly.
I'm
and
a
they,
fan.
They scare me.
Not
That's
when they
because
make jam.
You've never made jam. And my wife makes
jam. Dude, I jam
the
all the time.
Jam.
When,
jam!
When my bandmates get together, like, yo, dudes, want to make jam?
Oh,
and they're,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm going to hit this button right here.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Music Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what we got today.
Well, gonna kick it off. This band is actually coming through Albuquerque soon. They're from Waco, Texas. They're just they're an unsigned local band to Texas. And Ethan Hall, the maintenance beard man here, recommended them to me.
Also from Mr. Fisher in the Hospitality.
And Shekinah.
Yeesh!
He gets around.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah. Right. In a musical way.
They're called the Hawks and the Found.
The Hawks and the Found?
Isn't that clever?
Like the Lost and the Found, Hawks.
Except, I don't know.
No, the Fox and the Hound. The Hawks and the Found.
Oh, come on. Like Lost and the Found? I don't know.
No, the Hawks and the Found.
Did you ever watch The Fox and the Hound?
Yeah, it was
not
sad.
Not really often.
That was my favorite movie for a long time when I was growing up.
Oh, see, I like Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, no. Fox and the Hound was so much cooler.
But this isn't the Fox and the Hound. This is the Hawks and the Found. That's confusing.
Yeah.
That's a great band name.
The Hawks and the Found.
The Hawks and the Found is the name of the band. Some local dudes out of Tejas.
Mm.
Local to the Texas area.
Yes.
Unsigned.
Mm-hmm.
Independent.
Si, senor.
Sent us their jam.
They're just ripping off a lot of things today. Look at what the song's called.
Brother Bear?
Yeah.
What is that ripping off?
A movie. Another cartoon.
What?
I never saw that.
Neither did I.
Brother Bear?
Yeah.
There's a movie called Brother Bear?
Yeah, it had the characters from like the Charmin commercial, those two bears.
Stop it. They were out of work. It was like a commercial strike.
And
so
out of
they
toilet paper.
Started doing film. That's cool. I'm glad they got work.
They did.
They did. Charmin.
Next.
So there was a bear, the Charmin bear, hanging out in the wilderness, right?
Uh-huh.
And he had just gone to the bathroom, and there was no more Charmin, right?
Uh-oh.
So he sees this rabbit, and he's talking to the rabbit, and you know, the rabbit's furry as well, dude. And you know how rabbits have soft fur?
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, rabbit, do you have a problem with, you know, your poo sticking to your fur? And he said, absolutely not. So the bear grabbed him and wiped him.
Oh.
Jack told me that joke. Get it? That's how bears do. That's how they do. According to 8-year-olds, anyways. Okay,
oh,
so New Music Tuesday.
All right.
That was so funny.
I can't.
Well, because, you know, it doesn't have trouble with it sticking to his fur, so the bear used him for toilet paper.
Yeah, you get it.
Because he's fluffy.
And Jack told you
I feel that was a loaded question from the bear, though.
Yeah. I'm not sure he really gave him that.
Man, there's so many places to go with that one. So we're going to go to the song.
Yeah.
New Music Tuesday, first up. The Hawks and Found. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. It's Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Woo!
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Hawks and Found. Song called Brother Bear right here on Static Radio. Good morning. It is New Music Tuesday. Steve-O, Mitch, and our music director, Billiam.
Hey.
Hanging out with us this morning. Going through all the new jammy jams. By the way, if you are an independent artist and you need to get your music out there, guess what? We love playing local indie artists. So all you got to do is get to our website, mystaticradio.com, and shoot us your stuff. You can send us your MP3s directly from our website, and booyah. Then we play it just like that one.
I mean, we have like a specific sound to Static, so
yeah.
I mean, you could be like a really good solo trumpet
country band,
trumpet country band.
Yes,
but I mean, we may not
play it.
May not play it.
But if it's really good, we can pass it off to friends in the industry, maybe, and go, "Hey, friend who
plays this music,
plays this kind of music."
We're important people, and we have important connections.
Yeah, or not?
No, yeah, maybe not.
I'm just depressed now.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. New music from The Hawks and Found. Dig it or bury it. What do we got?
Brandon says dig. TJ says, I know why they're unsigned.
Oh,
and I know. And then Dominic says, I can dig it. And Mike says, bury it.
There's
probably more by now, but I have to refresh the page, and that takes 4 minutes.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Come on. You can do this.
It felt pretty vibey. I was like, hey, what the heck is going on in this song?
I think I would have dug it more. Granted, it's independent, so I think one thing for me was the vocals. It was like they were kind of buried a little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were kind of buried, so it was like, what are you saying? You're singing in a cave.
I think, was that just how they recorded it? Like
it was probably semi-intentional, but it was a little bit of a muddy production, I think.
Yeah.
Caitlin says, I couldn't really hear their words, but I liked when they got all Arcade Fire and shouted for a long time.
Yep.
JD says, dig, but it seems to me like they're kind of all over the place. I do dig, though. So maybe they need to just, like, hone in on what they're trying to do.
And that's it for these for the independent artists. You know, they need that figure constructive, like, okay, here's what we need to do.
Yeah, and Nelvin says, dig.
There you go.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
It is New Music Tuesday, which means we've got a bunch of new music to premiere for you.
Yes, dude.
All right, what's up next?
The Big Fix.
The Big Fix.
Yeah.
Local?
No.
No.
This is the, I forget his name, but he's the former frontman of the W's.
What?
From back in the day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this is his.
You are the devil and you are
this is a new project, basically.
No way!
Yeah.
Okay, I just have to hear it. All right.
So, yeah, that's the only way to describe it.
Yeah, the Big Fix is the band. It's called Dead Wrong. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch and Billiam.
Hey.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Dude, 17-year-old me was like, yes!
Oh, yeah.
The Big Fix, Dead Wrong, right here on Static Radio. I feel like I could have seen that at Festival Con Dios.
Dude, I remember Festival Con Dios.
Right?
Festival.
So hot.
With the day. What is it?
Festival con queso.
Festival.
With cheese.
No, I thought it was with God. Via Con Dios.
Oh, yeah, Dios.
Go with God, bro. Via Con Dios, amigo.
I don't know any Spanish.
Yeah, that's cool. The Big Fix, Dead Wrong, brand new music from the former frontman of the W's.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Dig it or bury it? That's kind of, you know.
Josiah says that he digs.
So okay.
That's good. Amber says, I think I buried it from the start. Make it stop, please. Aaron says, absolutely dig. Nelvin says, nah, 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 dig it.
Okay.
So Travis says, dig the swing. Swing big bandish.
Right.
Good.
Yeah.
And Josh says, bury it deep and make sure it can't come back.
It's so funny how divided people are over certain types of music. That was
love
definitely like a,
and see, I love
a
that.
Swing, like, yeah. I could see that at, like, our prom.
Yeah.
Right. Rocking it at our prom and, you know.
JD says, other than the constant na-na-nas, it's a dig.
All right.
Alan says, dig.
All right.
So far, it's a lot of digs.
You got to be careful how much you use those na-na-nas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I cannot even begin to tell you how excited I am for this next track.
Oh, yes?
Yes. I just saw it on the
they
list.
They have two bands this morning have what do you call that word?
Written, produced.
Cohabitated.
Habitated.
Cohabitated
they
names.
Live together.
No. Their names are similar.
They merged. They squirted.
Oh, right. The Hawks in Found.
And the Hawk.
Oh,
and the Hawk in Paris.
They're just being witty.
They have a brand new EP.
Yeah.
I'm so amped.
It's got three songs on it. It's not like a super EP. But
okay.
It's still cool.
Just Dan from Jars of Clay doing stuff when he can.
Yeah.
Right? He's kind of busy, I guess. All right.
Jars of Clay. He may be a little busy.
Just maybe a little bit. Song's called Freaks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The EP's called Freaks in the Middle. It's totally going a more like 80s dance route, I think.
So this could be played during like 16 Candles or Pretty in Pink, is what you're saying?
I'm okay with that.
Or while you're just cruising.
Okay.
Like, down the freeway.
All right.
In your open Cadillac or something.
What about your Mazda Miata? That seems very 90s girl to me.
Yeah.
Girl like, look at me!
That seems like a...
I'm in a Miata! My headlights look like eyes. I'm blinking at you.
Yes.
Dude, they do that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that their headlights came up?
My brother had a Miata in high school, and he was always bummed because that's what my mom got him in the car. He was like, what? Come on. I'm a dude. And so driving around, he had this little, and every time I was with him in this very tiny car, we'd be driving and other Miatas. It's like when you see bikers and they always wave at each other.
Oh, they do that?
They blink their lights at each other. Whoomp, whoomp.
That's weird.
They like blink at each other. It's like, hey.
So if it's a girl car, then a lot of girls.
It's like, hey.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Like I was just always embarrassed because it was like, we're in a Miata. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, where I come
we're
from, we're just lucky
around.
To have a car.
Oh.
Just play the song.
Wow. Perspective.
Debbie Downer.
Thanks, bro. Thanks.
Hawk and Paris, brand new music. Song's called Freaks from their EP Freaks in the Middle. I'm excited to hear this.
Let's do it.
All right. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's New Music Tuesday. Steve-O, Billiam, and Mitch.
I did that backwards.
I don't care.
Whatever.
All right.
We're in the morning regardless. Yeah. So.
Truth. Static Radio.
Freaks in the middle. Boys and the girls and the freaks in the middle. Boys and the girls and the freaks in the middle.
The Hawk and Paris song called Freaks right here on Static Radio. That would be Dan from Jars of Clay doing his thing, his side project, which to me sounded like something out of a Tarantino flick. I'm telling you. That's what I got from that.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I agree.
Like, that's the scene where, like, people are, like, driving around and all of a sudden, they're, like, busting in doors. And it's like,
but and the music takes
over. You don't hear the sound effects. All you hear is, like, that song. That's what I got from that. It is.
That's such a relaxing song to put to such an aggressive scene.
That's usually how they do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how they do. In the biz, as I like to call it.
In the biz.
So, Hawk and Paris.
Easy,
song called Freaks. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Jeff says, so awesome. Love this.
Nice.
Phoebe says, kind of a Stray Cats vibe.
All right.
I love Stray Cats.
Okay.
Like, meow.
No,
like,
it's a band.
Really?
Stray Cats, they beg for food.
The Stray Cats.
Yeah, they beg for food.
So you're saying he thought it sounded like mangy and
right. You know,
malnourished.
Brian Setzer. You know who Brian Setzer is?
Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Does he
He's always
cats?
Got the super rad, like, big hollow body guitar.
Oh.
And he's got the sweet.
And he's got the, like, cool.
Flowing pompadour thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fronted the Stray Cats.
Okay, so you never listened to that music.
Man!
Dude.
I was talking about, like...
You sadden me.
Like, cat fights, like, Aristocats. Josiah says, dig. TJ says, I picture an 80s movie scene with kids getting high in slow motion.
What?
Not for me.
What?
I don't know if I ever saw that movie.
I'm like, I picture dudes like slow-mo busting in doors with shotguns.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Nelvin says, this would fit perfectly for Baywatch on a Hasselhoff scene.
What?
How?
Another slow motion scene.
It's like slow motion anything. This is like the moment where the dude dips his fries into the ketchup in the commercial in slow motion. What? Just anything in slow motion, really, bro. I'm telling you. It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Gabrielle says, I can dig it. Jed says, no thanks. And Giovanna says, I like it. Reminds me of New Order, only better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
And Alan says, dig it.
Dig it. Let us know what you think about all the new music. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You know, yesterday we did Cover to Cover, 9 a.m. And if you missed it, you missed out, bro, because we premiered the brand new Project 86 record, which actually releases today. We're going to be talking with Andrew Schwab from Project 86 here in just a few moments, but we got one more to get to before that. Yes. You like that, huh?
That was a good.
Ah.
A good promo.
Yeah. Yeah,
Andrew Schwab is legit.
He's pretty amazing. In fact, we're going to be hanging out with that guy coming up in just a few short weeks for Freedom Fest.
Yeah.
Hanging out with us. And you can check out all the details at our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, for all the details on that. But lastly.
It's the new one.
Hey, we got some new music.
Vale.
Yeah. Song called Summer Forgets Me. I love these guys.
They're good.
They are pretty incredible.
Super chill.
Yeah,
super chill. Definitely vibey.
They stayed in my house once.
That's random.
I opened for them once.
Really?
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Which band? A long time ago.
Yeah.
It was.
You've been in 17
bands. Was it a church?
It was Sputnik. Yeah, church. No, actually, it was my old band, the Decca Sequence.
Ah, yes.
Oh, that's when they stayed at my house.
Oh.
That night.
Weird.
They stayed at my house.
6 degrees of separation. That's weird. All right. New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about all the jams. This one, the latest from Deus Vale, song called Summer Forgets Me. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Hey.
Hey, in the morning.
Static Radio. Deus Vale right there, Summer Forgets Me, right here on Static Radio. New Music Tuesday.
Bum, bada, bum.
I'm going to bury you.
What?
You can't sing that.
Okay.
Barry, stick to your day job.
Aww.
Don't quit it.
This is his day job.
I know. Don't quit it.
Dig it or bury it. Brand new music from Deus Vale. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio is your time to help us pick the new jams for this year's station. That is the weirdest photo I have ever seen.
I know.
Weird. Thanks to Celeste for creating a new Music Tuesday
entirely know. I don't do drugs. I just want people to know that.
You just look like a Bob Dylan cover. You got to check out our Facebook page. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah. And I think the fact that it's 8:30 in the morning and I woke up an hour ago may
special.
Have something to do with how dazed I appear.
Yeah, I look special. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about the new music from Deus Vale. I loved it.
Allison says, OMG, yes, dig it like no other.
Yes.
So that's good. Amber says, love it. I could listen to it all day, or at least most of the day. GD says, dig, dig, dig. I actually tried to request this song some time ago.
Whatever. It's New Music Tuesday,
new
so
music.
It's brand new.
It's, I don't know
You've never
about.
Heard it.
This
You've never heard it.
Lies.
GD.
Wow. Guess we can't trust him anymore. Phoebe says, summer, fall, winter, and spring, forget you. High-pitched guy vocals, go with the Rocket Summer. Go tour with Rocket Summer.
Oh.
He was hateful.
He was,
I was hateful.
It was.
The Rocket Summer is in a whole different class of high male vocals.
Yeah, that's completely different. And doesn't he play all the instruments, too?
Yes.
Well, it's a, if you consider an instrument like a computer.
Okay. It's very true. McKaylee? Yeah, McKaylee says, I really like it. Dig. Nelvin says, dig. Thebe says, that's a berry, but he already said that, practically.
Yeah.
And Giovanna says, love it. Bill says berry.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you'd like to help us pick the new music we play here around Static Radio. Played some local stuff this morning, which is cool. And if you're a local artist, Billiam, tell them how they can win.
Well, all you have to do is go to mystaticradio.com and look for the Culture Shock tab.
No, not the Culture Shock tab.
I mean,
Locals Rule.
Locals Rule.
You blew it.
I blew
Start
it.
Over.
Well, all you have to do is go to mystaticradio.com, look for something called Locals Rule, and there's an easy way to submit by filling out a very brief submission form. You can send us an MP3 of up to 15 megabytes. That is 15 megabytes.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was great.
Thanks.
That's it. Mystaticradio.com, let us know if you are in a local band and you would like us to play your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't promise it's going to stay in regular rotation. However, we've been getting more and more good local submissions, man.
Yeah, I feel like people know what we play now, and so
local scene's really picking up there. So coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be talking to Andrew Schwab from Project 86, who actually just texted me. Am I supposed to call him or what?
Yes, tell him that his wife apparently did not give him the instructions I sent.
Ah, okay. I'm just going to call him.
Okay.
You know, I'm just going to call him right now. So we're going to talk to him right now. How's that?
Okay.
It is time.
Yeah.
It is time.
I messed up.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Well, this is Steve-O dialing, so this could take a while.
Stop it.
This happens all the time. What if... Oh my gosh.
So, Mitch.
Hey. Good job on New Music Tuesday.
Oh, thanks.
Got some good stuff. And now we have instructions to call.
Ah!
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Hey, stop. No, let me do this. I don't need directions. I can do this. I'm a man.
Maniac.
I'm so nervous for you
now. Man maniac.
This is what we call Steve-O dialing, and finally.
Ooh, you've reached the proper tones.
Come on.
Hopefully it's not someone in like Alabama.
I know.
Did I do this right?
We called the wrong number once.
Oh, yeah. I've woken up plenty of people and always feel bad.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Hopefully the skimmer picks this up.
Xander.
Yes! Okay, good. I dialed correctly.
Come on, man.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Well,
you sound are you sleepy? Where are you?
No, I'm up.
Okay, good. We're on the air. You're live. Just so you know. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's a special day.
Well, today is a very, very, very special day.
Because you're talking to us, right?
Yeah.
That's the only reason I think it'd be special, right?
I'm hearing like seven voices.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A lot of us.
So I got Mitch, my co-host, with me.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good, good.
And then to my left, Billiam, our music director, hanging with us for New Music Tuesday.
Howdy.
So we actually premiered the record in its entirety yesterday for cover to cover. Played it front to back, and people lost their minds. What is going on? This is incredible. This is actually the first time you have independently put out a project on your own. Truth?
Yeah, man. It's pretty crazy. I woke up this morning and got an email and saw that we were number 5 on the iTunes rock chart already.
Yes! Oh, that is good. Cool. That is good. That's a good wake up then, right?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad, man. So, yeah, it's all about just getting the word out and letting people know that they need to pick up this record. It's called Wait for the Siren. And we've also got a coupon for Best Buy that we're handing out on our website. If you just go to project86.com, it'll be the first thing you see.
There you go. And we'll link that to our Facebook page.
Yes.
So people can check out all the details, too, in case they forget. It's very easy.
Mm-hmm. We'll link thanks, guys.
Of course! Of course! So, okay, record release day. Does this one feel different because, you know, you guys did this, you went out there, Kickstarter, this one really put together, like, by the fans, basically, right? Funding-wise. And so...
Exactly.
How does this feel? Does this differ from all the last records?
It definitely feels different. I don't know. I guess you hit the nail on the head, you know, partnering directly with the fans is a completely different experience. And yet there's been more, I don't know, set up, build up, hype, whatever, going into this record than any that I can remember.
Yeah.
So, and the feedback has been incredible. People seem to really, really dig, and you never know, you know, what people are going to think of something you write.
Yeah.
So it's been super encouraging so far.
Right on. Speaking of encouraging for you, my friend, we got to talk about something very near and dear to our heart and important. And that, of course, football. The NFL. Your team actually beat the Colts. Did you watch the game?
I did. I did watch the game the other night. Yeah.
How you feeling?
Kind of lose interest to the first quarter.
Yeah. Charlie Batch, though, come on. That guy's been on the team for, I think they said, 11 seasons now. He's the second longest active player on one team. He just keeps hanging out.
I just kind of cringe every time he gets hit over the thing. I think his skeleton's made of, like, plexiglass or something.
Yeah, yeah. But it's looking good. You guys, you know, well, you know, beat the second and third stringers for the Colts anyways. So, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't really judge much from preseason, but I'm just really excited that football's on the horizon.
Starting. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I know the important thing of the day is this record, Wait for the Siren. I want to ask the lame question of, so what's your favorite track? Because I want to play it. We want to play any song you want to play this morning. It doesn't matter which one it is, but I want to talk about it first. So if you had to pick one song from this record that had to be the only song people could hear, what would it be?
Well, it's probably the song you're already playing, Fall Glass Fall.
Okay.
If I were to pick one song to show people, that would be the song. Now, if we're playing more than one song this morning, I can actually... delve in a little bit more, then that's a different question.
Okay. Yeah, let's delve deeper. Let's do this.
It changes. You know what I mean?
Right.
I would have to say either track 4 off the grid or track 12, Take the Hill.
Okay.
Or maybe even track 5, New Transmission.
I'm like, if you can pick one track, which would you do? And you
pick
3.
I would pick these 3.
Yeah. Yep, I can't expect any different, though. I mean, honestly, this record is... Does it feel like a triumph? Because it's like this theme, this like battle theme throughout the entire record. And does it feel like this is the, I don't know, the accomplishment, the big like, yeah, we did it, we don't need anybody, because you guys, like you said, you're already number 5 on the iTunes rock charts. You did this completely independently, with the help of your fans, of course, but does it feel like a triumph for you?
So far, ask me in a month.
Okay. But this theme that keeps running through it, it seems like this battle theme. Give us, I mean, am I right here? What is the overwhelming theme of this record? The overarching, what is it about this record that's different, that's new?
Well, I mean, there's definitely this idea that you're the underdog, or you are facing an insurmountable obstacle or odds. You know, the battle theme's kind of a metaphor. You know, it's definitely first and foremost a metaphor for just the position the band is in right now. You know, being sort of choosing to be independent and doing the Kickstarter thing, and that's an interesting chapter in the history of this band. You know, because we've done everything from being major, you know, to be on, you know, obviously on Tooth and Nail, and this record we had various options for labels, and we really wanted to do the Kickstarter thing, and I think it was the right decision.
Yeah,
you know, but you know, really, the record is about it's for anyone who feels like, you know, they've been oppressed, or they're, you know, the voice in a situation, or like I said, the underdog, and you know, hopefully it'll inspire some people, you know, to overcome whatever situation they're in their lives.
Right on. Dude, I wanna ask you something, because we've been talking about this off the air earlier. We were talking about record labels and money and the crappy side of the industry and the business. And these days, unfortunately, it's hard to get that support, because you can just go rip it from somewhere. Mm-hmm. You can download it for free. Somebody's always torrenting or stealing your music. So was it scary when you decided, okay, we're going to see if the fans care enough by having the fans fund this, especially in this day and age where most people just kind of wait until it comes out and then steal it from online? Was there any hesitation or fears?
You know, I don't know if there were fears, but definitely didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, because they've never done something like this before. So many things about doing a record this way. We decided to do another one like this. I think it'll be even a more streamlined, better process. Yeah, I mean, I think there was that whole thought. I mean, what if, you know, what if nobody kickstarted it? What if kids don't show up, you know? And we funded it in one day.
Right, right. It took,
So, I mean, we set a very conservative goal off the bat, and I think in retrospect, you know, other people even have this, like, dude, you guys could have raised that in, like, 3 hours.
Right.
You know? But I think, you know, you just never know.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay, to coincide with this, you're a busy dude. You cannot sit still for more than 7 seconds. Like, you're putting a record out today. You're also an author, speaker, awesome dude. You do way too much, but can we talk about your book?
Sure, man. It's called The Tin Soldiers. It's going to be out probably in about 3 to 4 weeks. We're just finishing up the edits right now.
Okay.
It's a book that was taken, the title was sort of inspired by a C.S. Lewis quote from Mere Christianity. And in that book, he says, you know, what if you could bring your toys to life? And what if you had a, you know, a toy soldier that was made of metal, a tin soldier? If you were capable and you had the power to bring it to life, as you were doing so, how would he react? Would he probably, you know, get upset or think you're killing him or resist you, you know, in any way he can, because he doesn't know what it's like to be truly alive.
Right.
And that's the metaphor, I believe, that speaks volumes, is very accurate for guys today, especially guys who are from a faith-based background. Whether you're a teenager right now or all the way up to your mid to late 30s, we're kind of a lost generation of dudes, And we really don't know what it's like to be real living men.
Yeah.
And yet God wants to do the very thing with us. So we fight him and we resist him. So the book is meant to encourage kind of the hundreds and thousands of lost guys that I've met, you know, in my travels the last decade and a half, and help them give some encouragement from my experiences. It's basically a devotion book in the sense that it's broken down into, you know, short writings, you know, little essays or entries arranged by topic, and whether that's addiction or ego and pride or fellowship or, you know, trust. I kind of picked the 10 issues that I think that guys, young guys today, deal with the most and try to speak into their experience from my own experience.
Yeah. What's more, what makes you feel more vulnerable, writing a record like this one that you just did or writing this book where you're talking about deep issues?
Oh, the book, for sure. I mean, in a song, you know, at least with, you know, my perspective on the way we write our songs, it's always sort of, you know, either a metaphor or a story or, you know, something creative as far as the approach to presenting the ideas or the emotions. When you're writing a book, I mean, you're just being honest.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Dude, right on. Well, I'm amped. We got to play a track. I want to play something. We played Fall Goliath Fall this morning already. So I want to play any other track of the ones that we talked about this morning. What do you want to hear?
Track 4, Off the Grid.
Off the Grid. All right, tell us about it. What's up with this song?
This one is kind of a story about being in prison and escaping, basically.
Okay.
And, you know, I wrote it about my own sort of experiences with metaphorical prisons, but you know, again, it's for someone who feels like they're trapped in a situation they can't get out of, and hopefully it'll give them a little boost to get out of it.
Right on, man. Project 86, brand new record today. Wait for the siren, and we're gonna play a track called Off the Grid, which normally, you know, who knows, maybe we'll throw this in rotation.
Yeah, you never could happen.
You never know. Andrew, dude, thank you so much for hanging with us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. And when that book is done, you have to call back because that sounds absolutely incredible. And as a dude who speaks to teens regularly at our church, just even in my own church, I see these young men trying to become those men. But the barriers, the roadblocks, the addictions, the pornography, whatever it is that they battle, it's constant and it's an everyday fight. And so please come hang out with us when this book is done.
Will do, man.
All right, man. And we will see you in just a couple weeks, actually. Freedom Fest 2012. You guys are headlining. You're like closing it out. You're ending Freedom Fest. I love it.
We're excited, man.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure to come through Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Beautiful Albuquerque.
All the details on that, facebook.com/mystaticradio. While you are there, there's a link for P86 and Wait for the Siren. And get all the details on the new record and all the goodness. And speaking of goodness right now, the Andrew Schwab pick. This one's called Off the Grid from their brand new record, Wait for the Siren. It's Project 86. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Hey.
Static Radio. Andrew Schwab pick from their brand new record. Wait for the Siren just before 9 o'clock now, and New Music Tuesday comes to an end.
That's it.
That's how we end it. You can check out all the details for the new record and everything happening with Andrew Schwab and Project 86 at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Thank you.
Thanks, Billiam.
That was just the outro music.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, do we have outro music?
It's like when you beat Street Fighter or something.
Oh,
and then
okay.
The credits roll, and
they always give you that
sweet little cutscenes.
Yeah.
I get to hear this song again.
I won.
Because I'm the best.
All right. I love it. And there it is. We are done with New Music Tuesday.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Billiam.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Of course. Coming up right around the corner, we got Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship and His Legacy. New band we premiered a few weeks ago on New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, that name still cracks me up.
I thought you meant Pastor Scott's Legacy.
Yeah, I was like, what about it? And then I realized
what
you're talking.
What did he do?
Yeah.
Totally talking about
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio for all the details on Project 86, the new record, and the fact that they will be here in 2 short weeks.
Yep.
Hanging out with us for Freedom Fest, and if you want more details. Hey, listen to this. Steve-O, Mitch, and Billiam.
Good morning.
Static Radio. Brand new music from Carol Hood, song called Afraid. Good morning, 9:07 now. Steve-O and Mitch.
What's up?
Hey, bro.
I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm good.
We had a good New Music Tuesday.
That was really good.
Played some new jams, hung out with Andrew Schwab from Project 86. They have a new record out today.
It's a pretty chill New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, we talked to him this morning, and if you missed it, we posted details about P86 up at the website.
Yep.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, and joining us in studio right now, Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me in.
Yes.
Once again.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, September's almost here. It's close. Yeah. Lumberjack's favorite
September,
month.
September, like a boss. I'm just trying to talk to your generation.
Yes. Trying to speak the lingo.
Good job.
Yes, I like that. So what's on the docket for you, man? What's going on? What's new?
What's new?
Yeah, what's coming up with Cross Christian Fellowship?
Well, in September, I get 1 month reprieve, and then I take on 2 Shepherd School classes.
Man.
So I'll be teaching 5 times a week.
Wow.
And doing that. And... we're going Monday through Friday, verse by verse teaching on your sister station.
Oh, cool.
KNKT.
So, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, 107.1. Check it out.
Called Cross Points. A few years ago, we had it up, but pulled it because of the economics of, the downturn.
Yeah.
And now we're going to be Monday through Friday.
I like that.
3:45, Cross Points. So a lot of neat things. We got helping a number of guys get their home churches planted and getting that going, and one's going very successfully. Another one just started, and the 8th of September, we're going to launch a third. They're meeting in the First Baptist Church right off of Central and Broadway, I think it is.
Wow.
So a lot of stuff going on. Good stuff, though, man.
No kidding.
For the kingdom of God.
I like
that.
That's
cool.
All the details, crossfellowship.org, but that's good. Sounds like a lot is going on.
Yeah.
Good things we like to talk about.
Good things, man.
Yeah, yeah. We have a topic this morning. We always have a topic. This morning was interesting.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
We mentioned it off the air, though. This one's not a setup, so you kind of know.
A few days, last week sometime, we talked about this church, or this cafe in Santa Fe. In Santa Fe. What am I saying? San Francisco.
You can do this.
A cafe in San Francisco where they ban certain language.
Yeah.
And one of the things I couldn't say because they use choice language was they didn't want to hear you talking about your sex life.
Yeah.
In the cafe that was banned. You're not
allowed
to talk about
that. Which is crazy
that
they had to put that on...
As a sign.
It's a rule in their coffee shop.
They banned it from that coffee shop because they didn't care. They didn't want to hear it. Turns out everyone around you can hear it. So I have a list of 10 things we don't like to talk about, including 7 things we like less than religion and politics, because those are always going to be on the list.
Those always will be on the list. They go hand in hand almost sometimes. Okay.
So religion, these are things we don't like to talk about. Religion, serious illness, politics, the value of our home, our relationship with our current partner, family planning, as in, when are you going to have a baby?
Oh, yeah.
I get that every day of my life.
I'm sorry. I don't do that.
I know, thank you.
I'm like, when are you not going to? Oh, today, good, don't.
Yeah.
I need a co-host.
Our salary, the state of our finances, our infidelity, and number one, our sex lives. 32% say they were uncomfortable discussing it. And are these things that we should not talk about, or like, should we always feel uncomfortable talking about this stuff, or are these things we should be discussing?
That's a good question, because yesterday we as a staff were reading through a book together, and one thing that Yo brought up that was like, oh man, you know what, I needed to hear that. Last week, Pastor, you and I, we were talking, and I actually got an email from somebody who was listening to our discussion from the podcast, who was like, man, that was awesome the way you openly talked about your past and yeah. you know, what you've been through. And it's funny because number two on the list was our infidelity.
Right.
And openly talked about that last week. And what God has brought me through and where you know, I am today. And so we got an email. And then yesterday, me and Yo had a great discussion because he was saying, man, I get it. But when are you going to stop identifying with that? When are you going to remember that you are redeemed and that you, and so even among us, it was difficult. And I yeah. understood better because at first I was like, no, bro, I'm saving lives. But it's like, yeah, but you're not defined by that anymore. And right. it feels like you still, and after we had a lengthy discussion about it, I kind of realized I still do identify with that. I still do put, that is still on my person. And I need to remember that I'm a new creation and that, though that has been there, that is not who I am today. It's who I was, and I've got to put yesterday behind me, and I've got to work towards today, and I've got to remember that God doesn't see me that way. That as far as the east is from the west, I'm separated from my sin. So these are good questions. Like, do we talk about them? Because as you were saying at a coffee shop,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. It's I didn't know that the article said something about, you know, that this was a list in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were talking about there seems to be nothing taboo anymore.
Right.
In society. And you know, do people really need to be told this? And I was sitting there and the waitress was talking to another waitress and the whole aisle knew what she and her boyfriend
had done.
Liked and disliked.
Ugh.
You know, and we're like, really? I don't think I can finish the food here.
Yeah,
I
mean, man.
It was interesting because, you know, this young couple who you would think, you know, was on board with this really kind of got up and yeah. left because it's like, hey, we don't want to hear that.
Hear that.
And it's, but there is a place for certain discussions like this.
Right.
You know, like you were saying, there is a redeeming value to talk about some things like this because yeah. it's edifying in as examples of things that we need to hear or need to not do or
yeah.
that sort of thing that could actually build somebody up. But just as general conversation,
yeah,
you know, wow, that's not edifying.
Right. And yeah.
Obviously, scripture would prohibit, you know, a lot of, you know,
yeah.
what she said that I couldn't repeat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that we have to talk about, like, okay, hey, guys, these are some rules of this coffee shop in San Francisco anyways. You know,
yeah.
hey, don't talk about this. Nobody wants to hear about who you're sleeping with.
Right.
And then we get this list. Number one on the list is that very thing, talking about sex, talking about our sex lives.
Yeah.
And yet, for some reason, in this day and age, everybody talks so freely about everything. You said it yourself. Is there anything taboo anymore? Is there anything? I mean, of course. Then, as we're looking at our stories for the morning, it was like, "Hey, everybody, good news! There's a new drag queen Barbie."
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what?
Right.
So it's this idea of, you know, we talk about this. If we don't discuss these things, our kids are always going to get a perspective. They're going to get yeah. somebody's perspective. They're going to get the world perspective. And so when is it taboo? And, you know, when is it correct conversation and when is it not? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not when it's going to defile a person. In other mm-hmm. words, cause them to sin or defraud them in the sense of raising a desire or a feeling that cannot be met in a godly manner.
Yeah.
Then, you know, and if it's not edifying in that sense, then it's not good. But then if you're bringing it up because you're protecting somebody from those three things I just mentioned,
yeah.
then obviously it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a hard, you know, line to walk. Do we talk about this? And my God, we got to, you know, I didn't have to face this stuff raising my kids. It was
yeah.
hard enough, but I don't have to explain to my daughters, we're not going to buy the transvestite Barbie.
Right.
You know, we're not going to do that. And why that would be something we wouldn't, you know, buy and contribute to and, you know, lift up and, you know, so it's just crazy. So parents are having to deal with discussions, you know, at such an age where, man, can my kid even comprehend this? And me bringing it up, is this something, even me bringing it up, something that they don't even need to know yet? You
right.
know? And
right.
My heart just breaks for the parents and all the young couples out there and planning a family and stuff. It's just crazy. But I'll tell you one thing, though.
Yeah.
This is going to lead to, you know, having nothing taboo, nothing sacred, nothing, right. You know, that is restricted. What happens is there's no satiation. There's no point of completeness. There's no point in wholeness. And I think a lot of times people are discussing this, bringing this out because, hey, we did all this. And I'm no better for it.
Yeah.
I'm not happier. I'm not, you know. And so what happens is you experience that people talk about gateway drugs and other things. Now we've got gateway into everything.
Yeah.
And pretty soon there's the backlash, and we see suicide rates rising.
Yeah.
Again in the United States. We see it going up in places where it hasn't gone up like that. We see kids cutting themselves, hurting themselves, you know, abusing themselves in situations because what else is there? It's like a cry for hope, a cry for help.
Yeah.
You reach a place where you're like, man, I thought that would help me. I thought there would be an experience there. I thought there would be something that would be, and yet there's not. So I think there's going to be a backlash. It could be good in the sense of, there's an opportunity to get people saved, but it could be very bad because the backlash may be more destruction, more self-abuse, more suicides.
Yeah.
Because it just leads to a place where, well, then what else is there?
Yeah. And I was shocked to see, I mean, you hear about suicide rates going up. You hear about all this. I don't know if you guys heard about Tony Scott, director Tony Scott. Ridley Scott's little brother, directed Top Gun, he directed True Romance, he directed Days of Thunder. He's directed a ton of movies, Deja Vu, a bunch of films with Denzel Washington. But he was diagnosed with brain cancer and decided, hey, wrote his family a letter and jumped off a bridge this week. Tony Scott!
Yeah.
One of the most brilliant directors. And so I was talking about that. And like you said, young parents... I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I was trying to, you know, it's like, how do I talk to my children about this? Because it was all over the news, and so, of course, he was curious and talking about that. But I was reading something this week about pornography and how at this day and age, by 8 years old, they've either experienced it, seen it, heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, looking at my beautiful little 8-year-old son, like, man, so is it too late? I haven't had that conversation with him. He's 8 years old. How do I have that conversation with an 8-year-old, you know? Mm-hmm. And so part of the fear for me is discussing these things. Am I bringing it to light in a sense that, hey, man, you're 8. But then on the flip side, hey, man, you're 8. And apparently your friends have seen and or heard about this and are going to be discussing it. So I want you to be prepared. How do you prepare a child? And or how do you prepare the parent for that conversation? Because I'll tell you right now, scares me to death.
Well, that's this thing, this list of things that we're uncomfortable talking about.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Why I'm wondering, should we be comfortable with talking about some of this stuff? Because then we get stuff like where an 8-year-old is looking at pornography and it's because we haven't talked to them about it. And maybe if we were comfortable talking to them about everything that with a respectable opinion, something that we're going into, like, knowing how to talk about it. Like, I wouldn't know how to talk to an 8-year-old about that. Or even religion. Like, why is religion such a difficult thing to talk about? Like, oh, yeah, everyone believes in this, and that's crazy.
Right.
The end. And there's no opinion that's been formed from anything, like, educational.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, for me, religion seems different because it's like, well, my kids grew up with us as godly parents. They go to a Christian school. They know that not everyone loves God, mm-hmm. that not everyone believes in Jesus, that people have different views and opinions. But here's the truth that we present to you. And, and you can choose to accept it or deny it. But yeah, dude, I'm telling you, talking to my 8-year-old about porn or about sex or about... this is difficult, man.
No, I've had to deal with that, actually.
Yeah.
When our kids were, we were in California and our kids were younger and about 8, 10 years old.
Man.
One of the friends of my son, I found out that his parents put the cable in the kid's room.
Oh.
And so he had access to all the Stars Network, HBO, all those things.
Skinamax.
All those channels.
Yeah.
And it's in a 10-year-old's room.
Yeah.
And so they didn't monitor it. So he would always invite my son over, and they'd be watching these movies. Like, what's going on? My son finally came and said, I don't think this is right, Dad.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He told me all this, you know, and like, you know, hey, that's great. You know, you came forward. And it's from that point on, it's like, hey, you can play over at our house, but don't go over there. And we had to sit down and have the talk at 10.
Yeah.
At 10.
Right. So maybe there's just going to be that time where you know it's time to address it.
Yeah, I think there is. And when you do it like Scripture does. God doesn't go into great detail.
Okay.
You know, when he says, people get the message. When he says men burn in passion for one another,
yeah.
He doesn't describe it in detail. When David saw, you know, Bathsheba, he doesn't paint the picture right. For us. We can do that ourselves.
I think
enough.
We do that when we're indulging in our confessions. Even when we're talking about, you know, for me, my past indiscretion, my past sin, my, you know, whatever it is. I mean, Jesus clearly said, if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you've committed adultery. So I'm just going to call it what it is, adultery. But I think you can indulge, like, oh, I got it. If I don't confess every minute detail of everything I've done to everyone I know, then I'm not redeemed. So here we go. And then we kind of indulge in it.
But that's
it
a sounds feeling like, too.
Oh man. Yeah. And it can, yeah. It you're right. It takes me back to the scripture that says to be, you know, wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. And so, the idea of, the dirty little gritty details.
Yeah, you stay away from the details. And there's places that learn from that, Campus Crusade for Christ and stuff. When you get a new believer come up and they're sharing their testimony, they had to begin to, you know, coach them to say, let's not go into detail. One, you don't want to glorify sin. Two, when you go into detail, you stumble yourself and the people listening to you, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, when I got that high and I took that, I couldn't believe it, you know? And that's, and then God redeemed me from that, you know? And
20 minutes about
when I used to shoot details, up and then get that, and you know that feeling, you know? And when you get that, you know, and it feels so good, you know? Then they're all stumbling, you know? It's like the same thing with AA and stuff. You don't go into all the pleasures of it, because you stumble people. So you got to deal it with in a very diplomatic way. Let's say, you know, that does that. But you know, we bring up certain things that we need to, but we don't. Scripture doesn't say we confess every sin to every person,
right?
And so we're accountable to Him first and foremost, and then to someone else when necessary. But we got to be careful that we're not stumbling a brother or sister.
Yeah.
And the list has other things on there, like things that aren't necessarily embarrassing, but things I think that are crucial to talk about with discernment to the right people, like our salary, family planning, my relationship with my husband, the state of finances pretty much, and even things like serious illness and politics. We don't like to talk about it, but I think it's important to address these issues. Yeah. I don't understand why people are so uncomfortable with it. Maybe I wouldn't.
It's because it's uncomfortable. Well, and you argue and know it. You know, I think.
Yeah, I guess because it can bring arguments. Yeah. Like it's at the dinner table. Like that's not an appropriate topic type thing.
Right. But yeah, so I think you're right, Pastor. You got to know the setting because there are certain settings. Sadly for me, man, I was 8 years old walking home from the bus station, me and my best friend Derek, who's now a pastor, we were walking home through the Arroyo, and there was a magazine in the Arroyo, and so I was 8. I had no idea what it was, saw it, and it was like, whoa, what is this? Well, we better keep it for safekeeping, you know, and thankfully got home, and it was like, Mom, you know, but then my poor mother grew up with a single mom, you know, how do you talk to your kids about something like that? So it's unbelievable. Eight years old, eight, man, and so it's important that we do discuss them, but I'm glad you're here to help. I mean, we came as Romans. Song called To Move On Is To Grow. Kind of what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Moving forward, not relishing in your past or your junk or staying stagnant, but actually taking that next step forward.
Moving forward in Christ, there's nothing like it, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
The deeper the relationship, the more satisfied you are. Opposite of what we talked about before. One thing about God is that we're going to be with him for all eternity.
Yeah.
And because he's infinite, we still are going to have new things to learn about him. And so it's always going to be a fun, exciting event and affair with him.
Yeah.
And he keeps the mystery up. He keeps other things up. So and he makes it so that the relationship has a little bit of struggle.
Yeah.
Because he makes it worth it. And then the love, he's so good.
Yeah.
Man. And so it's so fun. So you never, the deeper you walk with God, it's the opposite. You become more of a complete person. You become more satisfied. You become, and so you don't have the cutting, the thoughts of suicide, the other things, because he's infinite love. You're waiting in a pool of love, man.
Yeah.
It's so a baby can wade in it and an elephant can drown in it. I think that was a John Stott quote.
I like that. You are listening to The Morning Show. Steve-O, Mitch.
Hey.
And with us, Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. Now, you're going to be on our sister station Monday through Friday now.
Monday through Friday, yeah. Yeah. Mid-September, we're going to start with Cross Points, 3:45 to 4 o'clock.
Yep.
15-minute segment. They didn't have much room, but they worked
totally
us in.
Totally cool.
So, verse by verse, we're going to start with Timothy.
All right.
I believe, or Revelation. I don't know. They're working on both.
Okay, cool.
And you used to edit my Revelation.
I did.
Back in the day, I've taught it. That was 7 years ago.
Wow. Dude.
7 years ago.
Yeah, and I was the producer for that.
You were the producer for that. Isn't that amazing?
I know, right? That's so weird.
It's come full circle
crazy
again.
Crazy to think about, man. Yeah. So you can check out details on that?
Yeah. Details about that. Well, it should be in the guide on KNKT.
There you go.
And then I just announced it to our congregation Sunday. So we'll... On the website, I'm sure we'll get some stuff up on it.
Okay, cool. And Mitch, you posted all the cool information.
The links. The links to the site is up on facebook.com/mystaticradio. And Andrew just found out that we have a static app. He moved from the Berkey to Texas, so we do have an app.
We do have an app.
You can download that in the App Store and the Droid Market.
Droid Market, App Store, check it out. Static Radio, you can download our app and take us with you wherever you go as long as the reception doesn't suck.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
So there you go.
All right, that is it for us. We're on out. Before we go, though, we were talking off air a little bit about Shepherd School, man, and what you are going to be doing. This is a 2-year school that you're rocking, and man, raising up men. Church planting. I love how you're very passionate about character and ethics, and we've talked at length about this, man, because it's something for me.
I need a lot,
man. Yeah. And me too. I love our conversations and just the growth of character and just seeing, you know, talking the greater good in these things, because they're not things that are necessarily talked about, or they're talked about on a surface level, but you really don't understand what it means. I still have 1,000 questions, you know, every time. So I love our conversations. But if somebody wants to learn more about this, if they're feeling like they want to take that next step, how can they go about it? What do they need to do?
Oh my gosh. I want to train some young men. You just touched my heart. Where are the young guys that I can train up for a ministry? You've got a call in your life. You got saved. It's a burning passion in you. Hey, let me mentor you for 2 years, and you'll be changed. It's not a regular school. There's no test. You're not breaking the books till, you know, the midnight, and then come in and take a midterm, and then 3 days later you only remember 30% of it, you know.
right.
And but it's not like that at all. We actually use techniques to get it from your mind down into your heart, so it changes you. And so it's a completely different type of school. But I'm going off. I'm passionate about it.
I love
training men for ministry and spending that time with them, mentoring them. So they can go to crossfellowship.org.
Okay.
Crossfellowship.org. Go to the ministry area. Go down to Shepherd School, and there's a little brief introduction to it. There's a catalog and an application they can download.
Right on.
I so desire to train up the young, especially young guys, you know? So let me grab your head full of mush and
make something out of it.
All the details. Crossfellowship.org. That is it for us. We are out. If you missed any part of the show today, you can download our podcast at mystaticradio.com. mornings, and we podcast our show every single day.
Our day.
I love it. So that's it for us, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
You gotta say peace.
I forgot.
You say it every day.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, too late.
Connect to a hotspot.